Ready.
This is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jen Hatmaker. I'm somewhere in the middle.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
It's the definition of the home stretch, boys.
Did I hear this right? And yeah. We have New York Times best-selling author Jen Hatmaker here to join us today.
We do.
Is that real life, Jen?
You guys get excited.
Hey,
like seriously.
All right, be honest. You Mark Driscoll this nonsense, didn't you? New York Times bestseller.
Had everybody.
Stop it right now.
I am concerned.
That's pretty funny. It's early and you already came in with a pretty good zinger and I'm proud of you.
Hey, listen, we looked at it. Let's be honest.
Jen, I'm a bit concerned. You are a New York Times bestseller, but does the heat not work in your house? You look like you're very bundled up.
Okay, fine. We want to talk about fiction? Let's talk about fiction. I wanted to look for you.
I love it.
Christmassy and like a December person who's watching December shows. And I want to tell you right now, Lord have mercy, I'm going to put it on my phone so you will just see that I am not lying. Currently it is cold, but do you know what it's going to be here in Austin, Texas on Christmas Day? 80 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
80 degrees.
What are we going to do? This is a fake. This right now, what I'm telling, this is a fiction story.
That's right.
That I've created you three.
That's right.
To fit into your genre.
It looks great. Well,
and
Jen.
I'm digging the scarf.
You could be in a Hallmark Christmas movie because they film them when it's hot and they just suck it up and put scarves on. So
right.
You're doing it.
Yeah,
man.
Now,
that's right.
Jen, you like Hallmark Christmas movies. And if I understand correctly, you do some viewing parties with your friends. Is this true? Is this a thing you do?
I really wish I would have sent over some of my pictures to you guys in advance so that you could be like flashing them up on the screen. Because number one, yes, we do an annual sisters and sister-in-laws watching party.
I love
so
it.
So I have two sisters. I have a sister-in-law. My sister has a sister-in-law. My sister-in-law has a sister. If you're a sister in our ecosystem, you're invited. And the rules are simple. Wear something obviously Christmas related.
Right.
Hopefully absurd in some way.
Of course.
Feety pajamas, highly preferred.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
High recommend. Yes.
High points. Bring a little snack and we need the snack to soak up the final rule, which is everybody brings a bottle of wine.
Of course.
So if you specialize in math,
yeah,
that's a bottle of wine per person. And so
it's a 1-to-1 ratio.
Yeah, I'm just saying that the snacks are important.
Yeah, a lot of bread, a lot of carbs in those snacks.
It's just a carb buffet simply so that whoever's in charge about an hour in advance goes, hey, water, everybody.
Water.
Water and bread.
That's right.
Water and bread.
Of course.
You can't all spend the night here.
So, yeah, are you a red gal or a white gal?
This is a really good question.
It's a weird way to ask that question.
Not among us wine connoisseurs, it isn't.
Like myself, that never drinks the wine.
The wine.
That's upsetting.
Well, I'm too busy with the screwball peanut butter whiskey. I have my priorities, and priority is flavored whiskey.
He's a chocolate beverage guy.
I want my alcohol to taste like candy.
He's a chocolate martini guy on the regular. Like for a festive occasion. His preferred drink, if he goes out in public, is a chocolate martini. That is not a lie. All year long.
That's classy.
Listen, I'm not laughing at you. I'm really not, because here's the problem. Is that a little bit embarrassing? It is.
Well,
yes, but yes. Here is also the question. Are they delicious? They are. And I first heard about, what is it? Peanut butter whiskey? I can't. It's embarrassing to say out of my mouth.
Yeah.
But I made just staunch fun of it when I heard of it and then took a little taste of it. It's good, Darren.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know what'll make you a fan is when they pay you a bunch of money to advertise for them on your podcast. That's when you become a real big fan of Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey.
That's true.
Shout out to Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey. Merry Christmas.
It's 100% true.
Well, yeah, I was a fan beforehand, and I said, man, I wish there was a way to get paid to drink this beverage. And then there is.
There is. And you know
we
what?
We found the way.
Apparently, they sent us a bunch of it, and Panda and I never saw it.
Wait. How many bottles did they
send? We never even saw it, Jen. We didn't make it to the studio. Nothing. I found out later on.
Like it never came.
That's right.
It was just a big boy. A big boy. Yeah. It was a big boy. How do you split up a big boy? You can't split up a big boy.
Yeah, you're right. Once you crack that thing open, it's vintage. Yeah. It's the tannins in the Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey start to go on you.
I can't. To be fair, it was his affection for
that's
it.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's I got true. It sent in the first place.
Man, and I secured that bag, and I love sharing with you boys, but this was the one that I was like, you know what? I'm going to treat myself
Jen,
nightly.
I don't know what you've got planned for the next year, but apparently you have to be here every episode to defend Brandon and his ridiculous choices.
This is so nice because usually this isn't the case. But anyways, red gal or white girl?
Okay. Well, do you want me to answer that sincerely? First of all, in my opinion, and I think this might be the title of my next book, all wine is good wine.
Okay.
So, mine is seasonal. I'm a seasonal wine drinker. In these months when it is fake cold,
right?
It's red. We got to go red. Yeah. And the way that I like my red wine is so strong, like so much that it almost needs like a fork and a knife.
Well, like a Cab Sav, like a really like rich Cab Sav.
You nailed it. You nailed it. And the darker, the better. Like I want it to taste like tobacco and like wood shavings and anything that is just so heavy that it's almost offensive.
Yeah.
And so, but then once the weather turns, which is like, you know, between like 2 and 6 days after we have winter, I switch to white.
Yeah.
It's white. And it's the, like, rosé all day.
The lightest watery Pinot Grigio you can find kind of situation or what?
I like it crisp and bright.
Okay.
I want it to taste like I just ate an entire grapefruit, skin and all.
Yeah, okay. Skin with the rind. I love it.
That is also offensive, but in a different way.
Yeah, I think like I'd prefer the tobacco, I think, than the grapefruit rind. Yeah.
Now, you know, I think this is why I like that peanut butter whiskey, because it's stupid. We can all agree on that, right?
We can.
I mean, we can agree on that, but yummy.
Yeah.
It tastes like a lot. It just tastes like a lot of something.
Mm-hmm.
And so it pleased me. And I admitted it as soon as I made fun of it. I admitted it like, you know what? I'd drink this over ice. Yeah. I would do it.
Promo code Jen at checkout.
I'll pass along that contact when we get off here. For sure. Jen, a Hallmark fan. We stuck you with a Hallmark Movies and Mysteries movie, the last one of the year. Do you ever venture into the movies and the mysteries on the Hallmark, or do you try to keep it light and airy with the romance on the Hallmark channel?
Well, to be honest with you, I like to keep it kind of light and airy, but I'm willing to learn, because if I enjoy the genre of like the love and the whoopsie daisy catch, the fall off the ladder, then I feel like I have a capacity for the mysteries.
Okay.
That I this might be my year to try, and it would also extend my watch season. Because my watch season it's shrunk. You know, it's only from, November 23rd, or was it October 23rd?
October 23rd.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that all three of you were Johnny on the spot.
Don't worry.
Johnny on the spot.
You feel that extra month, I'll tell you.
You do.
Feel it. Yeah. But the mystery is it's a deceiving word for sure. Not a lot of mystery going on here. But really quick, before we dive into this one, what was the movie for the sister times with the girls? What movie did you guys watch this
year? Do you remember?
Uh-huh. Do you remember? Uh-huh.
I do. You know, and that's actually a good question. Do you remember? Because they meld.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Sure.
They do meld. I watched the movie with my friend, and that is, did I just drop bloop a name?
Yep.
Kim Paisley is my like real life friend.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, wow. Okay.
There it is.
And I watched the movie with her real life sister.
Yeah.
Oh, and it was called Sister Swap. Sister Swap.
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah.
Did you guys watch that one?
We did. We watch them all. We got them all. Yep. We watch them all. But we did watch that one. And there's a second one with Ashley as the lead and Kim as the kind of show up for a little bit. So
it's a swap. Okay. It's a swap sitch.
And I will say, I appreciate the meld, the comment. Cause early on in our venture here, I was like, I'm going to keep all these movies straight. I'm going to know them all. Yeah. And that lasted for about 50 movies. And I'm proud of myself.
Through
50, I could have delineated. Now we're in the four or five.
I mean, the movie we're reviewing today is called Christmas for Keeps. And for the life of me, why?
I don't understand.
Yeah. Why? Why is it that? I don't know
why it's called that.
Those are all words.
I have a theory, actually, but I'm going to save it. I want you to do the synopsis.
Let's do the synopsis, and then we'll dive into the movie. Yeah. Sound good, everybody? Christopher Keeps originally aired on December 18th, 2021, and it went a little something like this. We start 12 years ago with an acting crew getting coached by an older fella named Mr. Massey. 12 years later, Mr. Massey is dead. We catch up with Avery, who is one of the girls that was in that group. She's calling everyone together like, hey, guys, let's all get back together and, toast to Mr. Massey. Avery gets an offer to teach at the university or something. I don't know.
Sure.
But is going to open her own practice instead. I didn't know that was an option. Apparently, Mr. Massey was a big Christmas boy who would put on a bunch of Christmas events. So Avery says, hey, gang, let's do all of this for Mr. Massey. Everyone seems to be really enjoying this, except for this dude, Ben, who is, and this is true, the most miserable person ever. It was voted on by the people. He's the most miserable person of all time. But don't say that to him. Don't say you're miserable, Ben, because he will get very upset with you like he did his buddy. His buddy's like, hey, Ben, you're kind of a sad sack these days.
That's right.
And Ben's like, don't say that out loud.
That's right.
And so that's a whole thing that's going on. That other guy's name is Noah. Noah's married to Sarah. Sarah then gets upset that Noah wants to bake cookies for his life.
What a monster.
Yeah. And then I think that Avery and Ben are into each other. But up until this point, I couldn't tell you that. But they do have a deal that if they're both 30, they'll get married. And when she brings it up, he kisses her. So I guess the deal is on. Then Noah and Sarah make up when she sees how happy cookies make him. It's Christmas Eve, and Avery tells Ben that she loves him. And so things are really moving. And they all come together to honor Mr. Massey by naming the theater after Mr. Massey. And there's another member of the group named Maya, who's the only one who kept acting and but has the least amount to do with this movie. But she's going to take over Mr. Massey's position at the school. And they all end up getting dinner together, and everyone is happy and toasting Mr. Massey. And that, my friends, was
Christmas for Keys.
We did it, everybody.
Did it.
Let's take a quick recap.
He's a pro, Jen. He's a pro.
Nothing but professional.
Thank you. let's take a quick break. We'll come back with four segments to break this movie down here on Deck the Hallmark. Guys, let's talk Everlane. Listen, sweaters are one of my favorite things. It is a staple to a good winter wardrobe, is a fun, stylistic sweater. They're the best. I have all sorts of different sweaters. I have bright ones. I have dark ones if I'm feeling moody. I got all sorts of different styles. And Everlane has made it easier than ever to find the perfect sweater for sweater season. Everlane sweaters combine luxury with sustainability. It's a premium quality that you can feel good about as you're wearing it this holiday season. I love Everlane. Everything that I've ever gotten from Everlane has felt so good. I know that it's comfortable. I know that it's cozy. And I also know that it's going to last a long time because Everlane only makes quality clothes. I'm a huge fan. They make feel-good sweaters with a premium quality. A couple of favorites from the Everlane collection. You got a cashmere crew. It's a timeless style. You got the No Sweat Sweater, which is a smart organic cotton that keeps you cool and comfortable while also still rocking that sweater vibe. And here's the good news. Everlane's giving you 10% off your first order plus free shipping. That's crazy. Everlane.com/deck to get 10% off your first order plus free shipping. You get easy returns within 30 days of your ship date. You get 10% off your first order by going to Everlane.com/deck. To sign up. And don't forget, the entire holiday season is brought to you by Philo. Philo is the best. I loved them. I've watched all of my Christmas movies on Philo this year. It's been fantastic, and I can't wait to keep the good vibes going into the winter movies and beyond. And here's the thing. They're going to give you 25% off 2 months. If you want to give them a shot, you've heard us talking about them all holiday season because they're the official sponsor of Deck the Hallmark. You should do that by going to philo.tv/DTH. You won't regret it. philo.tv/DTH. Don't look now, everybody. We're back.
Oh, my goodness, wow. Already.
That was great. We're talking Christmas for keeps. Jen Hatmaker's here to help us break it down. Very excited about it. We have four segments, the first of which is the hot take, where we share exactly how we felt about this movie. Now, I always start with you, Panda, because you were voted by the 2013 school for the best as being a potential good person to give hot takes. Now I don't know if you've lived up to that.
Quite an avenue.
Let's find out today. What did you think of Christmas for the Keeps?
Yeah, first of all, I'm honored. Shout out to the 2013 class of 2013.
The 2013 class of 2013.
Yeah.
It's the school for the best. All of the classes of 2013.
School of the best.
The 2013 one. Yeah. I want to be clear about that.
2013. Yeah. Okay. Really solid. listen, guys, you know, there comes a time when you're watching Hallmark movies where you sit there and you start thinking about your life choices.
Yeah.
And,
this was a movie for me that had a lot of really good, interesting components to it. The friend groups, each friend feels fleshed out as an individual. I think that's something that is a testament to the writing here. And it was just, I think you have a really interesting dynamic between these friends, which is good. Unfortunately, I found this movie kind of boring. And that's just where I was at. I didn't feel as if any of the individual pieces kind of melded together into this whole that I really found compelling. I don't like Ben, the lead guy. I just, I never connected with him. Even after his big, like, emotional reveal, I was just like, don't
care for him.
Yeah. And the one thing I will say, Mr. Massey is a treasure, and it's a shame that he died because I loved it.
Do you think that you think he's a treasure because every scene he's in, he has the glow of an angel?
Yes.
Do you think that's why you might think he's a treasure?
Yeah, absolutely.
How could you have any other opinion of him when he literally walks around with a glow all the time?
Rightfully so, because he's a treasure.
He's a treasure.
Listen, he was a treasure, but backstage?
A monster.
Monster.
Wow.
You gotta do what you gotta do. You gotta get the most out of your guys.
By the way, 2013 call, you crushed it.
Yeah, thank you.
Jen, what'd you think about this one, Christmas for Keeps?
So I really felt that the primary point of tension, first of all, the title is an overreach. Like, playing for keeps? Come on, man. No. Like, if we're playing for keeps, we need to be playing for something serious, you know? Like, it is going down. We are playing for keeps for something with mega implications. And as far as I could tell, we were playing for keeps just so A Christmas Carol could be performed again. You know what? Who cares about A Christmas Carol at the high school? Zero people.
That's right.
Zero.
Yeah.
Nobody. There's nobody in the world that's like, damn it, we're playing for keeps. We can watch A Christmas Carol at the local high school.
That's right.
I mean, it's that or we cancel Christmas. You know what I'm saying? Like, so from the onset, I'm like, this was an overreach. You know what? We overcorrected.
Yes.
The title needed to come down about like 29 notches.
That's right. Yeah.
Like, this would be nice if it kept going.
That's right.
In a medium way.
What you're saying, I got an idea, Jen. A take or leave Christmas.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is what I'm saying. That feels more in keeping.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so from the get go, I feel like I was promised something like, whoa, this is like dire. Mm-hmm. This is dire. We're playing for keeps. I felt a little cheated so the point of tension to me just didn't feel like I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, what's going to happen? Like, are we going to get to see a Christmas Carol? Are we? You know what I mean? I didn't feel that way.
Not sure if they're going to get it
done. And Ben was immediately unlikable. Mm. Immediately. I mean, I will say he was kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like in that B minus way.
Yeah.
In a Hallmark movie. Sure. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hallmark hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hallmark hot. Yeah. He was Hallmark. He fit the bill.
That's right.
He fit the bill. But I was not that worried if it went one way or another. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Now I am going to disagree here with something earlier said that Mia was just sort of like an underrated character. I'm all here for Mia.
I am here for Mia, but she had the least to do with.
They didn't give her much to do.
She's the best character, though. I agree with that.
Okay. Is it time to talk about characters, or are we just overviewing right now?
Overviewing right now.
Okay, that's fine. I'm happy that the show went on.
Yeah.
As I got to be honest with you, I suspected it would.
Yeah,
get out of here.
I did. I suspected.
You had that inkling early on that you thought it might. You had a hunch.
I had a hunch.
Yeah.
That the Christmas Carol would indeed be performed
for keeps.
And
we're playing for, keeps.
We played for keeps, and you know what? We kept it.
That's right.
We
kept it.
We kept it.
That's right.
And
that's
so good. I guess in that regard, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
They promised and delivered.
Promised and delivered.
Yeah. That's going to be my overview. I have more to say once we get granular.
Yeah.
So let's keep it there for now.
That's the portion of the show.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Sure. Let me imagine this scenario, guys, where Mr. Massey lives and Ben dies. And imagine how much better the movie is. And imagine
it's called A Christmas Celebration.
That's right. That's right. Because Mr. Massey, an absolute delight. Ben, tough. Because everyone else in this movie, emphasis on leave him.
Take or leave
him. I liked everybody else in this movie, and I thought all of their characters were engaging, and their stories were good, and you know. But Ben, buddy. Woof.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's like whoever was playing Ben, it's like they caught like a little sadness on the page and that he took out his magnifying glass and he said, I will expose this. He was so sad. So sad. And I mean, I know he's had stuff going on in his life, but
he's a bummer.
So I just like to, if he wasn't in this movie, I would have really enjoyed it. Ben every time and not a little bit less than normal for that because of Ben.
Okay.
Ben?
Yeah. Tonally, like the movie tonally just never worked for me. Like I felt like whoever had this idea was trying. Oh, it was Nikki DeLoach. DeLoach was a part of this, but the underlying story here is a different story than we get on Hallmark. It's five friends, basically equal time on screen. Yep. It's not the standard Hallmark movie. And Hallmark was like, oh, that's a great idea. What if we merge it with a terrible movie? What if we do that? What if we take your idea and we make it crappy? Like, what if we found a way to make it bad? Because that's what happened here. And I feel like if this is like a funnier, quicker movie that's got jokes in it, I think it really works. But instead, like, and I also like the idea of the Christmas Carol as the backdrop, where they're, look, in this movie, they go back in time, they talk about their present circumstance, and they talk about what they want to do in the future. And so, and maybe I'm giving the movie too much credit, but there's some symbolism with what happens in A Christmas Carol and what happens in this movie that I felt like if they had done, but done it like more for more comedic effect. Instead, we get, you know, none of these actors really can carry the movie. And then Ben is there to make sure they can't, because he's just the human incarnate of Droopy the dog. And he just is like he's just there. And we're like, oh, Ben, stop it. And so, yeah, it was bad. It was not good. And that's unfortunate, because I think they have something here. Like five friends getting back together of the holidays. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not a bad idea. Just, you know, be better, Hallmark.
Yeah. Now, a question, this begs a question right now about our character, the four of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because let it not be unsaid that Ben is sad because his parents are dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is there any way that we can make room for some genuine grief?
Yeah.
My problem is
I don't know what it says about us that all four of us are actively rooting against the guy whose parents died.
Here's the
boo.
I feel like maybe the problem is ours.
Two things working against him here. First of all, Ben, every Hallmark movie has a dead parent. It's just like the Earth's got oxygen. Like, why are we supposed to feel
bad? Special, Ben.
First of all, and second of all of your just vitriol is at Cardi Wong for like not showing up once.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be one thing if he's sad about his parents dying. He's mad at Cardi Wong. Like, Cardi Wong shot his dog. Yeah, like, that's the problem to me. But yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Dead parent. Sorry, also, Ben.
How long has his parents been dead? That's the question. Did they just die? Like, I'm trying to.
No, this happened back when that Cardi Wong and he were still friends. What? And he needed him, right?
Like,
that's right. It's not fresh.
Yeah.
It's not fresh.
It happened last month. And that's how he's acting. He's acting like it happened. Like when you're at a karaoke and you sit there and you're just like, oh, karaoke, Christmas, don't invite me up. And he just leaves. Yeah. It's just like, I don't know what to tell you, Ben. Like,
I would have paid a lot of money to like get a really cheery Christmas song and make him sing it.
Yeah.
saw three ships come sailing in. Christmas day in the morning. You guys are the worst.
He did. Yeah. He bailed on karaoke Christmas. Yeah, that is lame.
That's bro code.
That's lame sauce.
Don't do that.
Yeah,
I don't care. Okay. Let's do all the feels. The part of the show we talk about something in this movie that gave us feels. Panda, what leapt out to you? What was giving you those feels?
Guys, I love Mr. Massey in every scene he's in, but there's one scene in particular, Massey just crushes it when he's talking about the friend group and he has his hands extended.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's good. It's just good, man. I love it. He is. Yeah. I wish he had been in my life for real to inspire me. I wonder if I could be a different person, a better person because of Mr. Massey.
Yeah, I think you could have. Jen, what leapt out to you? What was giving you those feels?
Yeah. Number one, cosign on that moment. That moment felt warm. Yeah. I felt warm in my heart.
Real warm.
I'll tell you a moment that I liked. Now I have more to say about this, and I hope we can get to parts we don't like.
Yeah, we will. Don't worry.
Okay, good, good. But there was a moment when, you know, Noah finally, against all odds and possibilities, gave a little go at his cookie business, and I mean, hell, he put up a website. You know what I'm saying? There was a site on the internet.
That's right.
He did good.
It had his name on it. There was pictures, there were graphics. and people were like, you know, these are the best cookies I've ever had in my life. And I'm going to order like 100 dozen. And things were just going real right. And there was a moment where his wife, who is Sarah, who's just, I have things to say about her later. Please put a pin in Sarah.
Yes.
Sits down with him and she says to him, how did it feel? And I'm like, that was a good question, Sarah. Not like, how can we monetize this?
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
How can we get rich off your cookies? Or what? But she asked him, how did it feel? And I'm like, nice job, Sarah.
Good job.
That's a good question.
It's a good question. Like, how did it feel to do what you're good at and everybody loves it and you're getting the kudos and you have a website and I'm curious how it feels in your little sweetheart.
That's right.
And I liked it. Mm. I liked it and I wrote it down. I'm like, note to self, I'm going to ask somebody not just how did it go, because I'm an Enneagram 3. Yep. Like, an Enneagram 3 would be like, how much money did you make?
Did you start your QuickBooks account yet? Do you have Square? Where's the logo? Where are we in design?
Yeah.
Are you optimizing this? What's your SEO? That's right. These are my questions.
Yes, yes.
Okay. So how did it feel? Approve.
Yeah, I like
approve
that.
Of that.
Yeah.
Good job, Sarah.
Yeah, I felt both of those things. Those are the two things that I had. And so I just really, but even more so, I liked his little cookie business. And I know that there are a lot of grown men out there that start cookie businesses and it's an awesome thing to do. But the way they talked about it in this movie was that it was like this little tiny like lemonade stand. And I just thought it was cute the way they talked about his cookie business. Dan?
That could also be read as patronizing, but neither here nor there. Yeah. Mine was the Massey scene with the group. That's the scene.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the highlight of this movie. No questions asked. That's all I got.
Let's take one more quick break and we'll come back with the Wait What and the What the Hallmark here on Deck the Hallmark. Okay. Yeah. Dadgummit! I ran out of cloud storage again and I am mad. Good news, Bran. You in the future found Black Backblaze. Backblaze is fantastic. It's $7 a month, no gimmicks, no add-ons, no gotchas. It gives unlimited backup for your Mac and your PC. I can put all the movies and the music and the photos and the videos and the project and all these Deck the Hallmark episodes onto Backblaze, and they will be good to go. No amount of data is too much for Backblaze. They have had over 55 billion files restored for their customers, and you can do that from anywhere in the world with their web restores. It's phenomenal. And here's the thing. They're going to give you 15 days to just try it out for free. Throw things up there on Backblaze and see how it sticks. Then you're going to like it. Go to backblaze.com/deck. It's plenty of time to start uploading and stuff. 15-day free trial. Back your stuff up at backblaze.com/deck. Y'all know I love that Screwball. That Screwball peanut butter whiskey. It's where it's at. It's made my holiday season so fun and festive. It's the perfect way to end an evening by taking a fun drink and throwing some peanut butter whiskey in there and seeing what happens. It's a delight. It makes everything fun. It makes everything festive. And you can make your holiday season fun and festive as well by going and getting yourself some Screwball peanut butter whiskey. You will not regret it. Please drink responsibly. Uh-oh, guys, we're playing for keeps here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On this year's episode of Deck the Hallmark, it's time for the Wait What. It's the part of the show where we talk about the things in this movie that made us stop, confused us, made us say, wait, what, while we were watching it. It could be anything. Uh-huh. Yeah. Panda, you're going to kick us off. What you got?
I sure am. Avery, she's a professor, and at the end of the semester, she teaches psychology. They are just now covering the id, the ego, and the superego. And I've called this out before.
I feel like we've done this podcast.
I'm just going to, like, your class all is terrible at psychology. Yeah. Well, I'm just going
to
leave.
Welcome to calculus class. Get out your multiplication table.
That's where we're going to start. It never ceases to amuse me. I am shocked that her mother is as upset as she is about her choosing to pursue her own practice.
Yeah. Do you mean worst mom of the year?
Worst mom of the year? About? Absolutely. Yeah. You could be a professor and she says there's no upward mobility. I'll be honest with you. Once you become a professor, like, you're kind of capped at a salary.
Tenured.
You're tenured. Yeah. But, like, there's a lot of upward mobility if your practice is successful.
Yes.
You could be, like, it's better. That is shocking to me that somebody was that upset about that. She takes a bite of his sugar cookie and she says it is the best cookie she has ever had.
Man.
Which is bold. I don't think I've ever felt that way about a sugar cookie. I think there's a ceiling on sugar cookies. You're
to the right of you is the guy who prefers sugar cookies all over all other cookies.
No, I think you can. No, but I do agree. There is a ceiling. There's a ceiling.
It's not like a chocolate chip cookie to me, like where there is, it's unlimited potential.
You think chocolate chip has unlimited? Right. You think chocolate chip has unlimited potential?
You know what? I'm just like, a cookie's a cookie. Okay. Honestly, like, a sugar cookie is a millimeter different than the next sugar cookie that you eat.
Yeah.
At most. There's four ingredients in it. You kind of make it the same way. the possibility of diversity inside sugar cookies is real slim.
That's why Brandon loves them.
That's right.
I just feel like this is a real overreaction.
Exactly. That's what I have there. That's a lot for a sugar cookie.
It's a lot for a sugar cookie.
It's a lot it's for a sugar cookie. Last thing I have is I find it interesting that they dog on Mia for looking for a paying gig while she is helping to.
How dare she?
Like, but this high school play is coming up and it's just, I know you need a job.
You're going to go to an audition?
How dare you? It's just this friend group. I got to be honest with you. I'm kind of glad I'm not part of this friend group.
Yeah. I didn't know we were talking to Selfish Claws. Over here.
That's where I'm at.
Jen, what made you say, wait, what, while you were watching this movie?
Oh, this is clear for me, guys. This is unambiguous. This one, I was like looking around sideways, like, is this a joke? Like, is this a real joke? And it was when Sarah is, you know, like, boing, her eyes are opening up. She's noticing that Noah's cookie stand, let's just call it what it is, has at least three people in line.
Whoa.
I mean, and it's...
Millionaire.
You know, it's taken off. And she's like, you know what I'm going to do? You stay here with your burgeoning cookie business. I'm going to take the boys. I'm going to take the boys sledding with a little friend. And then, y'all, she comes back as if she has never been around a human child in her life.
Summited Mount Everest.
Listen, these boys are not babies.
No.
They're not one.
No.
They're like 8 and 10. And she's like, how can they keep wanting snacks? And I'm like, lady, where do you live?
That's right.
Have you ever parented these fourth graders
to live in
your house?
Yes.
She's like, I mean, I was with the boys for like 4 hours and I'd rather work a 12-hour shift at the hospital. I'm like, where have you been?
Where have you been?
Like, how can you be this ignorant? You're like an aunt. You're like an aunt who's been living in Indonesia.
That's right.
And just came home.
That's right.
And you just met these boys and you just understood for the first time that they eat. Like, it was so removed from what was obviously 11 years of motherhood that I was just like, I don't know what to say to you right now, Sarah.
My thing with that is these two kids are old enough to where they could sustain themselves for 24 to 36 hours if need be. Like, they're old enough to where they're not dying if you're not watching them around the clock. It's easy, is what I'm saying.
These children can pour cereal themselves for 7 straight days.
That's right. Yes.
They can do it. And so just the fact that her sense of caring for just in a 4-hour increment, let's say, these two children that belong to her was so confusing and shocking that I was just like, you know what, Noah? I mean, Sarah's cute and all, but let's look at Mia. But I have more to say about Mia because, I have more to say about Mia and I'm going to save it.
Wow.
I'm saving it. Because I think it's
important. It's a what the hallmark. It's I can tell
you. Hallmark. Already. Yeah, some questions.
Yeah, that'll be the last segment. Okay.
May I have two entries?
Yeah, you can do a wait what. You can do a wait what right now. What the hallmark is like, we have questions about something that wasn't necessarily on screen.
That's fine. I'm going to save it.
Okay.
I'm going to save it.
I love it.
That was my what the hallmark. Like, okay. Sarah's actually never been a mother in 11 years.
Yeah. Wow. That, I mean, the kids were also, I think, clearly miscast. They were written younger.
They
like,
were supposed to cast actors.
Well, no, okay. No, no, stop,
no, we're not
stop,
doing this
stop.
About the children no, actors, stop. Dan. Not today. We're in the
all
home
I'm
stretch.
Saying is those kids are too old to one day be liking strawberries and one day not. That is a toddler thing.
But also
that's
next
a toddler
time, just
thing.
Just open it up to actors, and I think it'll
stop,
help a ton.
Stop.
Just open up the call.
Their parents are listening, Dan. Stop.
Be better, Daniel.
We are.
No, I'm with Dan. No, Dan.
Thank you,
guys.
Jim.
We can't keep poo-pooing on these children. It is two days before Christmas.
No, he's not wrong, and you know it.
That's right. That's right.
But the strawberries
and the truth shall set you free.
Guys, I couldn't for the life of me figure out the weird text reading voice thing.
Oh, it was the narration. It was wild.
What was
whatever character is sending the text is reading the text.
Whoa, that was weird.
It's a weird bit.
It's a weird way to do it.
Oh my gosh.
That's
true.
We got to get some work for our ADR guy. What?
Oh my gosh.
Terry's just out there with his speaker crying. Terry, don't worry. I'll be honest. Let him read the lines. Don't worry.
I did pick up on the fact that it was the actor, but it wasn't until later in the movie, once I became familiar with the actor.
It happens, it is jarring.
I wrote down narration text. That's something.
That is something. Yeah. Ben, you can't keep saying stuff like, at least you have a mom to people. Yeah. You can't keep saying that, buddy. Yeah. You're just a Debbie Downer. Sarah brags about how good she is at scavenger hunt clue writing.
But she
manages to work the word flower into a clue that takes you to a flower shop. You can't be that obvious with your clues. No. If you want to find the next clue, go to where you buy flowers. That's not a clue. That's not even hard. You're not very good at this.
Brain buster.
A real brain buster.
My problem, I'll just go ahead.
Go ahead.
My problem there is they talk up her scavenger hunt.
Right.
Yeah.
Abilities like there are clues that have never been solved, they say.
Right.
And
then
we
find out she's writing clues for a scavenger hunt for 4-year-olds.
That's right.
A trained monkey could do this job.
I just don't like it.
You cannot label someone a genius for writing clues for a 5-year-old scavenger hunt.
Yes.
That is the lowest level of genius.
And I got more on the scavenger hunt later.
That's like calling, Subway workers sandwich artists. Like, come on, man. Let's not act like we're just using words that they can mean anything now, okay?
It was like Sarah was so fragile that they came together in a private meeting and they were like, guys, look, we know it's basic with a capital B, but we need to build her up.
She needs a pick me up.
Collectively, let's all agree that we are going to tell her nobody in this little town can do this except for her.
This is you. This is what you were made for.
That's right. It's your time to shine, Sarah.
We've talked a lot about Sarah and that she has never seen a child, but Noah does an interesting thing here. When the question is, how did it make you feel? He says that selling his cookies made him feel more alive than he's ever felt before. And he says that to his wife.
That's right.
These cookies make me feel more alive than I ever have.
Our wedding, our children, our time dating.
No.
Selling cookies at the bazaar. That is the top of the heap.
And last but not least, I thought for sure when this movie started, they're a college crew. They're a college crew. They're in high school.
Yes. Yep. High school.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah.
Wild.
High school.
Wild.
New story.
Dan?
This mom is the worst mom.
Yes.
Not only is her daughter successful.
Avery's mom.
Yeah.
Not only is her daughter successful, but her daughter has a resume. RIP Ben's mom. We don't know if she was good or not. Now we've gotten in the weeds because of Panda over here.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. We wouldn't say a dang thing bad about Ben's mom.
I just want to be clear.
No.
She was an angel.
Not on our life or hers. We wouldn't do it.
She was a little serious. But
angel. Anyway, Avery's mom, this woman is successful. She has a college degree. Not only that, her resume alone is good enough to get a callback from the University of Virginia.
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson's college is looking at this resume with a bachelor's in psychiatry and going, we've got to call this woman. That first of all, no, but second of all, her resume must be sparkling because the University of Virginia didn't get an application for this woman. They got a resume and they were like, got to call her. Clearly the woman is successful and capable and independent. And her mom's like, but maybe you shouldn't go and do your own thing. Like maybe do what I want you to do all the time. Like, could you be the worst mom? Like you're terrible.
Worst mom.
Bad. I will say this. Cardi Wong and his wife.
Sarah.
And most of the time I'm on Cardi Wong's side because she's working around the clock. She doesn't know what a kid is, even though she has two of them. But there is one moment where he agrees to play Santa Claus and her Mrs. Claus. And he comes in and she's like, I've got a shift that night. I told you. And then he's like, it'll just be for an hour. Yeah. Well, I don't know if you know this. If you're a doctor, you can't leave for an hour, first of all.
That's right.
And second of all, I'm not here to belittle Mrs. Claus, But when has Mrs. Claus ever been necessary to hand out gifts to children? When has it ever happened? Have you ever showed up at a mall, a church, a festival, and been like, we can't start the gift giving because Mrs. Claus isn't here?
Right. You don't want the kids talking, though. Like, hey, is there like, something going on between like, them? Like, why isn't she here?
Santa and the elves. And Cardi Wong acts like he's going to divorce her because she can't be Mrs. Claus for an hour during her shift saving people's lives.
Listen, when the rumors, when the rumors start about what's going on between Mr. and Mrs. Claus, you can't stop them. They're just trying to get ahead of it. Trying to get ahead of it.
And I got to be honest, I've been in a church for most of my life. I've been in Christian schools for a lot of my life. I have been party and a part of numerous charity drives and organizations and toy drives and helping people and giving money. And
stop bragging.
I can tell you, I can tell you 100%, the most important part of the toy drive are the bins that you put the toys in. It's terrible. Toy and Jen, I'm sure you have similar experiences. If the bins are bad, if they're like trash bags or trash cans, those toys are no good. What you need is someone to spend a lot of time on handcrafted,
as you do,
handmade, painted bins just for the toy drive.
Yes.
Just for the, I don't know, put that time, effort, and money into the children, maybe? He shows up with his truck and he's so proud of these handmade, hand-painted things that just say toy drive on the outside.
What are we doing?
Get some.
What are we doing? Might I add to this critique that at least the first two that we could see in the bed of his little truck would have held
one
somewhere
toy
between one and three boxes.
That's right. That's right.
One and three. One and three.
And who was behind?
And he spent 4 hours with like a vise and wood glue and paint and stencils.
Good gosh.
It would have held virtually no present.
And it just,
and so
let's get some industrial hefty bags out. Yeah. Let's fill it with toys to the brim and let's get these kids some toys they love. Or let's let Johnny Woodworker, Bob Vila over there go to work and craft something that can't help us at all.
Was that Ben?
I
believe it was Ben.
It was definitely Ben. Proud of himself. It's such a Ben move. That's such a Ben move.
It's always Ben.
Literally.
Such classic Ben.
Classic
Ben. To be fair, he did it when he wasn't sleeping. He said insomnia has its perks. And
he did say that.
He did say that. Yeah. And to which I'm like, I still don't think that it does.
judging by your boxes.
Yeah.
It does not.
I think you really, really misread the room. We needed one enormous box. Ben, are you new here?
If you haven't heard it yet, Ben, be better.
Be better.
It made Ben sad.
Yeah, Ben. Classic Ben. Let's talk about what the hallmark is. Should we talk about any questions that we still have that we would love answered? Panda, what are you still wondering about?
So there is I need some clarity about Ben still. There's a flashback where Ben is holding what looks like a Bob, or not Bob Marley. That's a different Marley. Marley from the
Christmas Carol?
Yeah, Christmas Carol. Marley.
Jacob Marley.
That's not Bob Marley. I took Bob Cratchit.
If Bob Marley was in A Christmas Carol,
that would change everything. And it would be wonderful.
We should workshop that later.
That is great. Sure. So he's got Jacob Marley doll with the chains all over him, and he's apologizing. He says, "Hey man, I was a little crazy."
That's right.
That would be. Again, I am not opposed to this idea anyway. I just want royalties when this becomes a movie. So he is talking to Mr. Massey, and he says, "Hey, I'm sorry. I got out of line with some of the crazy antics I was doing. I would like to know what crazy antics was he doing with the Marley doll? I would just to know, like, what was he doing?"
That's a good question.
It's not safe for Hallmark, like, I'll tell you that
off
much.
Off the rails did he get?
Yeah. Exactly. And Mr. Massey seemed cool with it, but I feel like Mr. Massey lets a lot of things kind of slide.
Yeah. Listen, you gotta let your creative, you know, juices flow. If that takes you to a different place with the Marley doll, there's only so much you can do.
There's only so much you can do. I agree.
You got to let it happen. Jen, what are you still wondering about? What questions do you have?
Yeah, Mr. Massey agreed on this. He looks past your foibles into your soul.
That's right.
Yes, I think we love him for that.
He does.
Yeah, every single time. And then his words of wisdom are just so poignant that they belong in a book, certainly in a Hallmark movie. Okay. Well, if you want to know what I want to know more about, listen, I'm going to say this right now. We're going to give two snaps to Hallmark for like coming into the modern age. I mean, look, they are slow at it, guys.
They are.
They are so slow. Like, we are reaching back behind and tugging with all our might. Like, come on, Hallmark. Come on. Like, let's get up here with the people who live like in the year 2021. Mm. Hell, it's almost 2022. And so, first of all, I'm super proud of the very background moments when we get to see a glass of wine. Oh, yeah. What's happening?
Yeah,
I mean, where's the hot cocoa?
That's right.
True. We've replaced it with wine in more than one scene. And I am like, God, they're trying. Someone in the writer's room is like, guys, I want to tell you something. In the year 2021, wine is no longer offensive.
That's right. It's crazy.
It's permitted on the dinner table.
That's right.
Okay. So I want to say, this is my background. This is my lead in.
Okay.
For what I would have liked to have heard more of, because they slipped it in.
They did very briefly.
It was very,
I know where you're going.
The thing that they slipped in that was very, very subtle. It was exactly one line.
That's right.
And then it received absolutely no play. We got no additional information on it. We didn't get to build out any storyline. We had no identifying details. We didn't get any more than this was when Mia, it was so casually.
Just like off the cuff, yeah.
Just casually, as she is commenting on the quagmire of these complicated boy-girl relationships that we had to wade through in this very complex movie that we watched. And she just very casually, she says, "That's why I date women."
Yeah.
And I was like,
"Yep."
I didn't even catch it.
Didn't hear it?
No,
you didn't hear it.
Didn't catch it.
You missed it?
Yeah, I missed it.
How'd you miss it? She's gay.
I didn't miss it. Well, I didn't miss it.
The reason the homework is with you, Jen, and I'm going to let you keep going because you're on a roll here, but the fact that everyone gets a relationship in this movie but her was a little bit like, I get Hallmark's baby steps, but we get one line for her, and then she's just kind of back there going, plays and auditions. Like, it's just bad.
I'm not interested in dating like all the rest of y'all.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, all of y'all are.
Yeah, exactly. But
we did find out in a 2-second line that she dated women, and I was like, Hallmark?
Props.
I see you.
Yeah.
Mm. I see you going, hey, writer's room. In addition to it being acceptable to have a glass of wine.
We're going to go crazy
In life.
Yes.
Just in life.
Yeah.
Some people are gay.
Unbelievable.
Some people are gay. And that is a thing that happens. And it is a thing that we're going to give 2 seconds to. Let's get 2 seconds to it and let's just see what happens. And so I am highly invested in Mia's life. Not that we got a detail out of it, but there was my question mark.
Yeah.
Mia, where's your girlfriend?
That's right.
Mia, do you have what's happening in your love life?
Any prospects in New York or is she taking a break?
Have you just been through a brutal breakup?
Yeah.
Or are you interested in your associate new high school director? We don't know because they didn't give it to us.
That's right.
The world would be a better place with less Ben, more Mia. I think
yes, I agree.
Take that trade all day long.
Thank you.
Less of me, more of Mia.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what Ben was saying.
Yeah.
I got one, and it's about that dang scavenger hunt again. Sarah says that she holds the record for the most unsolved clues.
By 5-year-olds, want to be clear.
Is it because, judging by this, she does not write very good clues? So were the clues just so bad that year that no one could figure it out? What happened that year? How can there be so many unsolved clues and still have a winner?
They're still finding candy canes years later. Like, there's a candy cane under this bench. Oh, 2016. You guys remember.
Like, I think you want clues to be hard in scavenger hunts, but they do need to be solvable.
Somewhere in between unsolvable and flower in the clue of the thing getting you.
So I don't think Sarah's good at it. I like the idea that there's somebody out there just being like, hey, let's just give her this. Let's just give her this one.
That's right.
Just see what happens.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah.
How many, this is my only other one. How many of the five friends still live in town? How many still live in town?
So Avery doesn't. But
Sarah does.
Sarah does, and Noah does.
And Ben does.
Mia is moving.
Okay.
Yep.
I was curious because they act like it's such a big deal that they all can get together.
Right.
And they never see each other. And I felt like at least half of them were in town, and they were.
Yeah.
So that was my only one. That's all.
Yeah, they made it real hard.
Yeah.
We did it, everybody. The last Hallmark Movies and Mysteries movie of the year.
We did.
Oh, it's just amazing.
And we couldn't have done it without Jen Hatmaker.
Jen Hatmaker in the house.
It was awesome.
Jen, you got a great podcast out there that people can listen to, an episode with a few just hilarious fellas as well. But tell people how they can hear your things, read your stuff, and all that good stuff.
Well, they can hear their things with their ears.
Yep.
They can read my stuff with their eyes.
I love that.
That's, boy.
That's
a good hit.
I mean, you asked a question and I gave an
answer.
Asked
an answer.
Yeah, and figure it out, everybody.
So there's a podcast out there called For the Love. You jokers have been on it not once but twice.
That's right. Yeah. So we still owe you one.
Who holds the record for most appearances and can we beat them?
How do we beat them?
You're certainly tied.
We're tied?
You are absolutely tied. I've never had somebody three times.
Oh, boy.
So next year,
next Christmas, Jen.
Come on.
Oh, no, you're coming.
Yes. We're going to do it.
I'm just going to assume this is a thing we do now.
I love it. This is a back and forth.
This is who we are.
Yeah, I love doing this.
I love us.
Yeah, this is who we are. So it's For the Love, and that's the podcast. And then I write books, and I'm just a person who says things on social media. And I am a person who has a book club. I'm also a reader. And so those are the things that I do. And then I have five kids. Isn't that dumb? When you hear me say that, don't you just feel like what's wrong with her?
I cringe a bit. Five. That's a lot.
They're always so just like one day they're liking strawberries, the next day they're not. It's just the whole thing.
It's hard to keep track.
And they're 23.
Yeah, it's
that's
awful.
Enough.
It's awful.
That's enough.
Also, I couldn't help but notice that your book club book for December wasn't our book, and I'm still trying to get over it a little bit, but I understand it's not a great corporate read along. Like, oh, page 23 was funny for the boys. But I mean, just like, I think I expected it, and that's on me. I need to set my expectations.
I did tell my entire community to buy it.
Wow. That's true. That's true.
Let's go ahead and give it a little bit of credit
That's true. More than fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole time that we were doing the podcast, it was propped up in like three places on your set.
That's right.
So, I mean, you had your moment in the sun. Okay. You did not waste your shot. Okay.
That's right.
We did good job.
And listen, afterwards, but have your, like the book people that did the Mark Driscoll thing, have them get, cause we need help. We need all the help we can get. Jen, you're the best. You're the absolute best. Can't wait to talk to you again soon. Until then, may we be the first to win. Wish you a Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.